The North Dakota Long-Term Care Association says while it appreciates Governor Burgum recommending a 1% increase in funding for nursing homes after 3 years of no increases, it isn't enough to retain and attract staff. The association will be pushing for a 3% increase. Association President Shelley Peterson told reporters the 1% is really a starting point.
But it's not enough to deliver the resident care that we really believe we need to deliver, and that most importantly, every single resident in our care deserves.
Peterson said about two-thirds of long-term care facilities operate at a loss, and she says for employees, their costs are going up too. Daniel Kelly is with the McKenzie County Healthcare Systems of Watford City.
Those of us who are in western North Dakota have kind of a double whammy, which is we have limited funds available to fund our operations, but at the same time, there's immense competition for individuals.
Kelly says during the slowdown in the oil patch, it was easier to hire people. But he says with the oil economy now recovering, hiring again has become very difficult. Kelly says oil companies are able to offer better salaries and better benefit packages.
Beyond that, it's not as difficult of a job. Now, don't get me wrong. You know, working in the oil industry is hard. I'm going to tell you that working as a frontline staff member in a nursing home is even harder.
Peterson says the association wants to meet with every state legislator before the session starts to make the case for more money. For Prairie Public, I'm Dave Thompson.